Hardly a day goes by here at the radio in which we do not receive a press release or a news item denouncing the ongoing humanitarian disaster in Darfur, in Western Sudan. The conflict there, which began in February 2003, is mainly between the government-backed Janjaweed, a militia group recruited from local Arab tribes, and the non-Arab peoples of the region. At least 400,000 people have been killed so far, and the violence is described as genocide, as the large majority of the 2.5 million refugees are non-Arab Africans fleeing Janjaweed attacks. Right now, one major and immediate concern for those caught in the conflict is hunger. And one press release in particular caught my attention. It was entitled, Darfur, Time to End the Scandal of International Neglect.
Well, the first thing is that it's in the wake of the human rights abuse. The Irish Catholic bishops are particularly conscious that the people of Darfur are faced with a humanitarian disaster of what one can only regard as truly frightening proportions.
Father Owen Cassidy is a member of the advisory body of the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs. He participated in the issuing of the statement during the general meeting of the Irish Episcopal Conference.
The bishops are conscious that they need to pressurise both the Irish government and all interested bodies to add their voices to those who are calling for an urgent increase in humanitarian aid to relieve the worst effects of the humanitarian disaster in Darfur, particularly in the light of the food insecurity, because food insecurity is a growing worry and present. It's estimated that over half the population is reliant on foreign aid. And that what is particularly worrying is the evidence that despite the ceasefire, the distribution of aid to remote regions in Darfur is still being obstructed by the continuing fighting between the government of Sudan and the rebel groups. And this is outrageous and it's unsustainable.
But, I said, hasn't a peace agreement just recently been signed?
Notwithstanding the recent peace agreement, there is increasing evidence that the government-supported Arab Janjaweed militias are obstructing the provision of food aid to the remote areas, where it's reckoned that only 40% of the population can be reached by aid workers. So the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs are really echoing the call by Pope Benedict in his recent weekly address on May the 21st, where he called for concrete and swift action to save hundreds, literally hundreds and thousands of people from starvation in Darfur. So that's the first context within which the statement is issued.
Yes, I remember that well. The Pope expressed his hope that thanks to the contribution of everyone, the scourge of hunger which still afflicts mankind and seriously threatens the lives of millions of people may be overcome.
Penso in primo luogo all'urgente drammatica situazione del Darfur nel Sudan.
Pope Benedict said he's thinking above all about the urgent and tragic situation in the Darfur region of Sudan. However, Father Owen told me there are other issues that also need to be addressed, and the Irish bishop's statement tackles them.
The issue of applying sanctions against the perpetrators of the Darfur conflict. I mean, it's just unacceptable that those who are guilty of human rights abuses are not held answerable before the International Criminal Court in The Hague. And we specifically call on the Irish government to use its influence to ensure that they would be held answerable for their truly frightening use of violence. And the violence is pretty horrendous. I mean, there's evidence of deliberate destruction of homes, grain stores, water sources, the abductions of and mutilations and civilians, and systematic use of rape, and they all offer a fairly sobering picture of ethnic cleansing of the very worst kind. And it's just unacceptable that the perpetrators of these atrocities would not be held accountable before the International Criminal Court, which sits in The Hague.
But, I said, let's get back to the beginning of your statement, in which you say this warfare is one of the most ferocious and yet underreported conflicts of the past decade. That points the finger at journalists, doesn't it?
Yes, unfortunately, human rights atrocities only come to the notice of the public when courageous journalists step into the breach and make things public. I mean, one doesn't have to be reminded of the horrendous nature of the genocide in Rwanda that went almost unnoticed and unreported until it was far too late to gender effective action against it. And the concern at the present time is to ensure that these human rights atrocities would not go unnoticed, would not go unreported, and that those responsible would be held up publicly before the light of public opprobrium for their actions. And that's why there is a very, very strong responsibility on those engaged in the public media to highlight the facts as they are, not to exaggerate, but to simply highlight and to put the facts down for others to judge.
I pointed out that as far as Vatican Radio is concerned, Darfur has been a top news story ever since the conflict began. But I have to agree, not much seems to have been done on the world stage.
Yes, the world stage is a very imperfect forum. And there's increasing evidence, in fact, that some of the greater powers are less than enthusiastic in terms of their desire to confront the relevant authorities. Without placing the blame too firmly on the greater powers, nevertheless, the oil resources in Sudan can tempt some of the countries, such as China, to temper its criticism, and therefore the UN Security Council is less effective because of geopolitical considerations. It's easier to engender an effective response where there are no geopolitical considerations, but unfortunately the world in which we live in is one which that's not the case. This only means that it is of even greater importance that we as non-governmental agencies in many respects and religious bodies highlight and continue to highlight and continue to confront and to challenge governments to confront this situation as it is. Because ultimately it's only in the international forum, the United Nations, it's only individual governments, it's only the EU, it's only the major power blocks that have the political muscle to in fact ensure that atrocities like this come to an end and that those who are responsible are brought to justice. That shows the responsibility of the non-governmental agencies, and particularly the Catholic Church. And in this respect, the Catholic Church has a very honourable track record in highlighting atrocities in regions such as Darfur.
Getting back to your press release, you actually make an appeal. You call on certain entities, and one of these is the public. You call on the Irish public to add their voices to those who are calling for increase in humanitarian aid. What can the public do, Father Cassidy?
The public can create a forum within which politicians and governments find it impossible to ignore human rights abuses. There are many instances of the way in which the public has in fact created an awareness and created a context within which governments act. The most recent example is in East Timor, where the Irish public has organized over a number of years a very effective lobbying group, which in turn brought to the attention of the Irish government and in turn was a factor in engendering the United Nations assistance for the people of East Timor. But the public has a huge responsibility, and the public can ultimately be the arbiters of what gets attended to and what gets ignored.
The other entities you call on are the Irish government, the Sudanese government, and the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Yes, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Dermot O'Hearn, is visiting Darfur in the next month. And that consequently, we are very conscious of the possibility there of influencing his discourse with the Sudanese government with a view to ensuring that the Sudanese government accept a UN peacekeeping force in Darfur. This is of the first importance. The African Union peacekeeping force is due to leave by the end of September. It needs to be replaced by an effective, and I stress, an effective UN peacekeeping force that has the resources to protect civilians. There's the other thing that the Irish government need to do, and that is they need to ensure that the Sudanese government provide security for non-governmental agencies who are distributing food aid. There have been some atrocities and some very tragic fatalities of people working in a voluntary capacity for non-governmental agencies in Darfur, and it's utterly unacceptable that the Sudanese government would not provide the necessary security, both the personnel distributing aid and also to ensure that the aid itself is distributed to the remoter regions of Darfur.